Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Let's go! Ray Foley.
I love the show. Hey!
Warm and humid today, with some showers possible in the west. They'll be heavy and thundery at times. Highs at 22 to 26 degrees. Today, FM News will have more at 3.
What's the story with this weather alert? I thought we were already having hot weather. We're getting hotter.
Yeah, it's going to get hotter. And the reason why MedEireann put out high temperature warnings isn't necessarily, this is from previous ones, it's not necessarily because of the daytime temperatures, it's the nighttime temperatures. So it's not going to go below 15 degrees, which is...
That's very warm.
Yeah.
I haven't been sleeping well at all these days.
I've got the summer mattress duvet on. It's not too many good.
I don't care. I keep getting this ad for a thing on my, you know, on Instagram. You
tell us more, right?
The ads. I'll tell you my story because yours is boring.
Yeah, thanks.
JP's. Hey, everyone. Do you want to hear about JP's duvet anymore? Or do you want to hear my story?
Ben, Phil.
Do you want to hear from the broadcaster with his name above the door?
I've heard about JP's duvet at least 8 times in the past 2 years.
It's great stuff. It's got its own podcast. Sponsored by Emma Mattresses.
What's your story, Ray?
I keep getting these ads for this thing called a bed jet. Bed jet. All one word. Bed jet. Right.
Sounds wet.
It's no, here's how it works. It's a box that lives under your bed, right? And coming out of the box, there's a pipe, like a funnel, like a big pipe.
Right. What do you attach the pipe to?
You put the pipe in and up under your undersheet.
Oh.
Under the duvet. And it blows cold air in under the bed, in under the duvet,
right,
through the bed. Keeps you nice and cold.
So what, you put it between the mattress protector and the sheet?
Mattress protector and the sheet. Yeah, kind of under the undersheet, yeah.
And it's just blowing all night?
Cold air all night under your bed. Well, it's similar with a fan, like it's making similar noise or whatever. Do you know what's good, actually? Game changer for us in our house at one point, maybe 5 or 6 years. Do you remember when all the grass died? Do you remember that really hot summer?
I do, yeah.
We got the Dyson. You know the Dyson fans?
Yeah.
Now, you need to be on Ray Foley money for this.
Crazy money.
I mean, you need to be on nearly Tubberty money, but not quite.
Phil and Ben, you can kind of bail out of this
guys,
conversation.
If you want to go on this one together. Ray Foley. I'm wasting my time, yeah.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
I just keep forgetting about the average industrial wage. I really do. Do you know... I pretend to be a man of the people, but really, I just make too much money. But the Dyson fan doesn't have the ongoing whir. Doesn't make a noise, but it doesn't make as much noise. Worth having a look at. Or, if you're tight, hello. Dyson have an eBay store for like refurbished or repaired Dyson products. Keep an eye on that. It's called their outlet store and they run it on eBay.
I'm a big fan of refurbished tech. I haven't had a new phone for several years.
Again, I don't really care.
It's just
a story, you've lost me.
Jesus.
0874 100 102. How are you sleeping? Are you okay? I worry. What do we want? Sleep. When do we want it? Now. What do we want? Cooler weather. When do we want it? No. Someone sent me this last night. Have a listen. What do we want?
What do we want? Race car noises. When do we want them? Meow.
JFM's
cash machine.
Come on, that was all right.
Meow.
So are you making the call today, Ray?
I don't know. Am I? I don't think so. I hope not.
They couldn't afford you. You always got a winner, so they can't have another winner.
Yeah, well, you see, Barry's not that Ray Foley money, you know. Here we go. 30,000 and €6.88.
Meow.
Rita Ora praising you. This is Today FM. Prepare the music you love. A lovely, gorgeous, glorious Wednesday afternoon. This is Today FM Radio. I'm Ray Foley. Meow. gang's all here.
Hey-o.
How you doing? Oh, lads. I'm sick of fighting with you. I can't keep fighting with you. We need to go to couples therapy or something like that. Couples counselling.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I can't.
I'm not fighting with you. Oh, I have no problem with you.
So why are you raising your voice again?
Because I don't feel hurt. I just don't feel hurt on this show.
I want to ask someone else this. Why must he be like this? Especially in front of other people.
Oh, you think there's a performance aspect to you?
No, it's just like when we're with our friends, it makes some of them uncomfortable. I can see it in them. Look at them. They're uncomfortable when you're like this. I've got something I want to say, and I want you to respect my opinion, and I don't want you to railroad me like you always do.
Whoa. It kind of depends on what you say about me to me. I have the right to have an opinion.
We've been having a row over the last few minutes, okay? A couple of great songs there, and really all I wanted to do was for us to start the show in peace and harmony. For us to begin the little show.
Yeah, this is all my fault.
Give the people what... There he goes again, you see? Straight away. Give the people what...
I am prepared to take responsibility and accountability for my own
actions. I want to show you the respect that you have not shown me, and I'm going to leave your microphone on, even though I don't feel necessarily that you deserve that or you earned that.
Cool, that's big of you, yeah.
That's big of you, yeah. Cool, that's big of you, yeah.
You want to make fun of me now, are you?
So we've been... Instead of listening to those two great radio tracks... we've been arguing about summer songs because, of course, working on the radio by numbers, the minute a bit of sunshine peeks its nose out from the clouds, and we've got a weather warning now for the next couple of nights, it's going to be roasting. Glorious sunshine. We want to be the soundtrack of your sunny weather. We feel like we have to accompany that in some way by delivering great sunny song tracks.
Yeah.
And JP, it's sad, actually. Sad.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because straight away all he ever does is like, oh, we have to play Summertime by Will Smith.
It's a great song.
Drums, please.
It's a classic song.
It's a dreadful song.
What?
This is it, you see. I know I'm in the minority, but I will own it. Oh, Summertime Sadness from Lana Del Rey and that Cedric Gervais remix. That's a great song. Oh, sorry, I googled Summertime and then I got Lana Del Rey instead. Summertime, sadness. It's better when she sings it, but... That's great. Now that's a summertime, literally a summertime song. Will Smith.
Drums, please. Kate says, play Will Smith, no. You heathen.
No. It's actually not a good song.
It is a good song.
It's not. 0874-100-102. Songs that everyone loves, but you know are rubbish.
Right, well...
Or anything. Things that everyone loves, but you know the truth that it's rubbish. I have never liked this song. Never. And everyone loves it.
Drums, please.
Drums, please.
Ridiculous. Nobody... Everyone likes this song, but no one really likes it. Everyone says they like it. No one really likes it. This is not a summer song. Rubbish.
Damien says, speaking of rubbish, he says, Ray, you have to play Summer of Love by Steps.
Now you're talking my language. I actually don't know Summer of Love. Please hold. Summer of Love.
Oh, we're getting some good options now.
Yeah, you see, can we just branch out a little bit from the plain, stupid, obvious? I've got Shawn Mendes' Summer of Love. Is that a thing? Summer of Love Steps. Hang on. Is it there? I have Steps, Summer of Love, please hold. It's loading into the playout system. I love it already.
This sounds like it would have been the official song of a World Cup at some point. It's bad enough.
It needs to be some. It needs to be some, like the Euros. It needs to be something smaller than a World Cup. Pause. Skim on. It's like Vanessa Amorosi, that is. That's why you're thinking World Cup. She was the Olympics, wasn't she? Absolutely everybody!
The only thing that can make a bad song better is playing it in absolutely horrific quality. So that audio quality was...
You're loving that, yeah, cool. Everyone's a critic. So I'm thinking obvious songs. Dario G, Sunshine. But we played that 2 days ago. This is the other problem. This hot spell is just lasting too long. So we're actually playing all of the summer tunes. They've already been done. Another great summer track. Dario G. There's Girls Aloud and Long Hot Summer, which I always love. On a warm day. Come on. Girls Aloud can do no wrong. They had so many amazing, perfect pop songs. Ridiculous. Well, that's you got for me over there.
Lindsay says, does the sunscreen song count?
No.
As well? No, you're not having that.
No.
You're not having that.
No. Where's the chorus? So baby, more like essential summer songs that are not Will Smith and Summertime. 0874 100 102.
David Louth says, what about Steal My Sunshine by Len? I mean, that's solid, right? David Louth, I think you've killed Ray. Fair play, thank you.
Thank you very much for that. We needed it. Hey Mark. Hey Mark.
Yeah.
There's no chat in this one. Hey, Mark. What about Smash Mouth walking on this one where we're at it? This is me just playing all my favourite bits of all of my favourite songs. 0874 100 102.
Katie says, what about Island in the Sun by Weezer? I know you're a fan,
John,
Ray.
John!
Oh, here we go.
Weezer, Island in the Sun, put it in.
The
ball is in your court. Weezer, Island in the Sun. Hang on, please hold any of the Weezer songs, Ray. They're all sunny. Oh. I tell you what, we're going to put a list together. We'll do a Spotify thing. The kids are all into it, mm-hmm. Right? We'll do a big Spotify list. And we'll launch a radio station. Today FM Summer Hits. Perfect. 6th of September, launching a summer radio station, right? And that'll be a goal out. Today FM Summer Hits, right? Back-to-back summer tracks all winter long from the middle of September, right? And we'll play a bunch of them on the air this afternoon.
Perfect.
0874-100-102. Heaven. Right, we'll do the roll call after this as well. Sophie Ellis-Bexter on Today FM.
Gone
where
we were, Weezer.
Gone Weezer. Gone where we were, the Weezer thing. Sophie Ellis-Bexter, Take Me Home. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Take me home. Kind of forgotten Sophie Ellis-Bexter track there. With your Spillers and your Groove Jets and your Murder on the Dance Floor. That's a good track, that. Today FM, playing the music you love. Your roll call?
Go on then.
Ray Foley, Onshaw. JP.
Onshaw,
lads. I can see two lads in Athlone Town Centre with their hands down their pants. Should I take the shot? Nev and Athlone, love the show.
Hey.
Nev, you're clear to take the shot. Take the shot. Hi Ray, my tip for hot nights, by the way, don't kill anyone. We don't want to be associated with that. Things got very negative yesterday, and I suppose
you were the architect of it.
I know, I really was. Upon mature reflection, I suppose I may have gone too far. We all make mistakes. We all attempt to lead an oppressive regime.
So you're walking back your call for roaming death squads around the nation.
I wasn't saying death squads. I was saying there would be people that would be loyal to me, but they don't necessarily do the killings. I have other people to do the killings for me. Hi, Ray. My hot tip for hot nights is don't eat anything. Oh, yes, because it's going to be roasting. We've got a warning the next couple of nights. It's not going to go under 15 degrees the next couple of nights. Ray, my tip for hot nights is don't eat anything hot before you go to bed. Have a dinner early and don't have any tea after 7 p.m. Yeah, but that's true of any night, even in the middle of November, December, or really cold Jan, Feb, like, you wouldn't be drinking a cup of tea at night, anywhere close to bedtime. You'd be sweating your face off going to bed. From Niamh on show, love the show. Hey, cheers, Niamh. And, oh yeah, on the summer songs thing. Can I come back to that, actually, because there's loads of them coming in now. Yeah, we'll come back to the summer songs. 0874-100-102. And the campaign is underway to get Weezer on the air in the next few minutes. And I'll play Keane DeCrow next.
Ray Foley.
Stick around.
With Care Plus. Not only how I feel about you now.
That's Sugar Babes and About You Now. Today FM, playing the music you love. Speed limits are all over the papers this morning. Actually, all of the newspapers this morning had the reduction in speed limits to be reduced under plans to tackle increase in road deaths. Was this a thing? Actually, hang on. I might as well ask the experts. 1 second. Government plans to reduce speed limit on rural roads by 20 kilometres per hour. Speed limits to reduce the Irish Times. Speed limits to reduce by 20 kilometres an hour on secondary, rural and urban roads under new plan. And the Independent has the big reductions in speed limits for many Irish roads in bid to prevent death and injury. Is it as a result of... We've had a horrific summer in terms of fatalities on Irish roads. And when the numbers... They're not just numbers, they're lives. When we constantly read about these tragedies, these horrific incidents on Irish roads, is the inclination then by government and by policymakers to go, quick, make us all slow down. Whereas there's some roads we can go perfectly fine speed-wise on, and then there's others that are just, it's crazy that you could be, just some roads with a 100 kilometre an hour limit that I've been on, and I've seen the 100 sign and I'm doing, I don't know, 65. Because it's so windy and dangerous to be doing any kind of speed on it. You're going, how? Could you imagine doing 100 on this road? Twice the number of people lost their lives on Irish roads last month compared to August 2022. Speed limits on many. Is it this a post-COVID thing as well? That the education isn't where it was pre-COVID. And there was a spell that we went through. I always remember Gay Byrne when he was the chairman of the Road Safety Authority. And it was horrific at the time when he'd taken on that job, and he had done a very effective job in terms of informing the public and educating people about slowing down, that we seem to be getting somewhere. As opposed now, post-COVID now, that those things are kind of, we've taken our eye off the ball. Let me call my roads guy. I don't know, my speeding guy.
No, let's do that.
I'm not saying she's speeding though.
Right, okay.
let me call my expert figure. It's ringing. This is Geraldine.
Hello,
Geraldine.
Hello.
Gerald, this is the Sunday Independent motoring editor, Geraldine Herbert, joining us. This is
Geraldine.
Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you, Geraldine?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Good. This is everywhere today, the reduction by up to 20 kilometres an hour on certain roads. And you said, alongside these reduced speed limits, greater enforcements with new technology and better road design can also help reduce fatalities in these horrific incidents on Irish roads. What technology are you talking about, Geraldine?
And actually, in the UK at the moment, they're trialling technology it's speed cameras that can actually detect if you're on the mobile, if you're on a mobile phone, or if you're wearing a seatbelt. So these are two things that are quite a key issue. I mean, mobile phone usage is rife in Ireland. If you sit at the traffic lights and look at the car beside you, somebody's going to be using the phone. So this is really interesting because it would be one way, because obviously we have speed cameras everywhere, but all they do is detect speed. So if we had that technology and it is available, just as I said, they're trialling it in the UK, that could certainly make a difference on our roads.
Always the second person at the traffic lights. It's from the second person on. The person who's actually at the lights isn't looking at their phone because they're paranoid about holding people up. But then the second and everyone else after that is on the mobile phone, and it drives me spare. So staying off the phone. Is the notion that, it's just speeding. Did we just stop the speeding and then the problem goes away? Is that just a sort of a scattergun, sort of a square peg in a round hole situation for policymakers?
I think yes and no. I think definitely we have an issue with speeding. I mean, there's no doubt about that. A third of all the fatal collisions on our roads are a direct result of speeding or inappropriate speed. So we need to tackle it. We also know that 75% of fatalities are on rural roads. So we definitely, I mean, we're out of kilter completely with Europe in that sense. So we definitely have an issue on our rural roads. And the big problem is most of them are just, you know, they have bad bends and they've bad sharp corners, and they're just, they have speed limits that are just not suitable. And while we know speed limits are not a target, definitely drivers see the speed limit and think, right, that's a suitable speed for this road. So we need to tackle that. And in terms of speeding as well, we need to look at urban areas, because pedestrians, we have a very high rate of pedestrians dying this year. In fact, I think it's the highest in 6 years. 30 kilometre speed limits in built up areas would make a big difference there. There's loads of data to say that works.
So but sure, people aren't paying attention in urban areas. They have no idea of what they're driving in an urban area, and they're like, there's nobody around here, I can drive as fast as I like. So you need more speed vans catching people in those areas, I guess, do you?
Yeah. Again, the other side of that is, unless there's a real risk of getting caught, people do not modify their behaviour. And the best example of that is, you know, that stretch on the M7 where they brought in the average speed camera in Tipperary?
Oh, yeah.
I think compliance is at 96% there, because they know they will get caught and they slow down. I think it's a 15-kilometre stretch and they're all doing the speed limit. So it proves, unfortunately, we should be more responsible. But, you know, only if there's a really good risk of getting caught do we change our behaviour.
There was one other thing I saw, that this isn't just a review based on reducing speed limits, but there's a potential to increase speed limits in certain areas as well. How's that going to work, or where's that going to be?
Yeah, so at the moment, it's giving more flexibility to local authorities. So what they tend to do is they act on the default speed. So what they're doing is they're lowering the default speed, so it won't automatically be 80 on certain rural roads, it'll be 60. But if they see a road and think to themselves, look, do you know what, that could actually take an 80 speed limit, they have the flexibility to do that. So I doubt there'd be too many, to be honest. Most of the roads that have 80 kilometre speed limits need to come down rather than going up. But are the 60, I don't know too many 60 kilometres that need to go to 80, but they have that flexibility to do it, and that's what the point of this is.
That's interesting, because we always use the example of the German motor. What's the autobahns in Germany? And sure, yeah, they can drive at 500 kilometres an hour. They can fly. They can literally fly. They can get on a jet.
And they do.
And fly in Germany, and we're not allowed to do it here. But we don't have the flexibility necessarily on the motorways, where there are some motorways, like the dual carriageway, was South Dublin. What was it? JP was giving out about it the other day. 60 kilometres an hour in some.
Kilmechanic, isn't it? It gets really slow there, and you're like, what's going on there now? Why am I driving so slow?
But
the other thing about the German autobahns, people have this idea that it's a free-for-all. It's only certain sections of the autobahn you can do it. And normally you're cruising along and suddenly you get overtaken by a Lamborghini and you think, there's no speed limit at this section. That's how you normally know.
Yeah, but and there isn't necessarily an argument for us to be completely relaxing the rules entirely, particularly when these statistics are as horrific as they are. Geraldine, thanks so much for taking the call. One more. How do they know, what's the technology exactly that can point out that someone's on a mobile phone, or that can detect that someone's on a mobile phone?
Basically, it's a camera that uses artificial intelligence. So it's a high-tech camera that can actually photograph and know. Now, it gets reviewed by a real human, but they can actually detect it whatever way they're doing it. Now, it's only a small trial in the UK at the moment, but the technology is obviously there and can be rolled out eventually.
We look out, the AI is coming for us. Geraldine, thanks so much for taking the call. That's Geraldine Herbert from the Sunday Independent, their motoring editor. Have a lovely day. Thanks for taking the time for us this afternoon. Oh, she's gone. She's just gone. She's just
hanging around.
There was no bye.
Job done.
There's no bye.
See you later.
Love the show.
Mm.
Think you're doing great. Cheers, Geraldine.
Ray Foley. With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
We have poor drivers, Ray. It's not the speed limits, it's the skill level and cop on of the drivers from Mark. Don't get me started. We were just talking yesterday about the breakdown of society. It's absolutely ridiculous. The amount of people in the overtaking, by the way, it's not the fast lane or the speeding lane, it's the overtaking lane. And do you know what the overtaking lane is for? It's for overtaking.
Right.
So get out of it when you're not overtaking someone. So if there's a stretch of cars or the cars that are doing, say, 100 and the speed limit is 120 and you want to be doing 120 and you would overtake them, then fine, overtake them. And do you know what then? Once you get past them, move back in again.
There's about to suggest that speed cameras should be fitted with machine guns.
I'm bringing my militia are out again.
The last word with Matt Cooper.
Psychotherapist Richie.
It's always summer somewhere. Find out where at TUIHolidays.ie.
That place is Ringaskiddy. It's somewhere there. Warm and humid today with spells of sunshine, highs of 22 to 26 degrees. FM News, more 4.
What was that? I didn't get that. What was that?
was that?
Your one there saying it's always summer somewhere.
The lady, Ben, the lady. The lady who said the words.
Today FM weather.
With TUI, it's always summer somewhere. Find out where at TUIholidays.ie.
Ringaskiddy.
Ringaskiddy specifically?
Yep.
Just ring it. It's not everywhere. We're all scalded. We're roasting.
No, we're in autumn. They're still in summer.
Oh, fair enough. Because that's the time zones, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
That
makes sense, actually. Today FM. Right, stand by. We could be calling you with over 30,000 euro on the line on the cash machine this afternoon on Today FM. There was a time. Yeah, and celebrate my soul. And a new vibration. Bianchi. Bianchi. I'm building my own foundation, yeah. We're Sinead. Beyonce, Break My Soul. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Sinead is up in Dublin. With Abigail. Ireland, how are you? Gorgeous out there, isn't it? Isn't beautiful? 0874-100-102. I'm Ray, there's JP.
How are you?
Loads. We were talking about the speed limits being reduced. Or at least that's the plan. 0874, yeah. Paul's there. He said they can reduce the speed limits all they want. It won't change a thing, Ray. Paul, you're only going to get me started now. And I was on a lovely buzz. I was on a lovely sunny buzz. And then I've got the whingers texting in. And you're going to try... I'm a whinger. I'm a miserable whinger. I love giving out. I'm sitting behind the wheel of my car. I'm giving out constantly. They can reduce the speed limits all they want. It won't change a thing. Speed is the easy target. Lack of policing and lack of driving ability in Ireland is the issue from Paul. Yeah, people drive like lunatics. I drive on the M1 every day and I've seen so many cars and trucks swerve out of their lanes. As I pass them, I see they're on their phone from Derval. Derval is the phones, and it's also the... This is something I say at least 50 times per car journey in my car. Yeah, we all know where you're going. Yeah. Because we all know where you're going. Here's a little pointer for anyone that doesn't use their indicators. You know where you're going. But the rest of us, we don't know where you're going. Try them out. They're not just Christmas lights. Mick the trucker says, cut the hedges back on the roads, Ray. Come with me for a day and see what it's like from Mick. The hedges, really?
Well, you can imagine if you're in a big vehicle.
I can imagine. Oh, yeah, defo. Yeah, I didn't realise they weren't being cut, though. Faye says, the hard-hitting adverts need to be reintroduced again and shown to young people as part of the driving test process in schools and in college. Faye, they don't look at telly. This is the issue. When was the last time you saw a... You know, those truly terrifying, those gripping and emotional and scary car safety ads, those ones that make you go, oh my God. People don't watch telly anymore. You're not going to see one of those ads on Netflix or on Disney Plus. Do you know what I mean? Show them in schools and colleges, promote safer driving from day one, then workplace campaigns for everyone else from Faye. And Tony said, she'd get Geraldine to get 3 penalty points the way she sped off the phone there.
She was gone quickly.
In fairness, the woman has a job. She's a motoring correspondent. She doesn't have time to put up my guff. And then on summer songs, 0874-100-102. Who have I got? Fiona's there. Fiona? Hello?
Summer songs that everyone loves.
Yeah, go on.
But I hate. So Grease. Summer Lovin'.
How could you hate that song?
Vomit.
Oh, vomit. Why would you vomit at John Travolta and leave a Olivia Newton-John? Well, this car is hydromatic. Systematic. Hydromatic?
Summer Lovin' had me a blast.
Come on, lads. It's better than Will Smith anyway. Any day.
I met a girl crazy for me.
Is Grease the perfect musical?
Summer days drifting away to another summer night.
Oh, well, oh, well, oh, well, oh, tell me more, tell me more.
Guys, can we skim on?
The summer.
Come on, JP! The high notes! Not too impressed at me playing that one, it has to be said.
Vomit.
Okay, fair enough. Lads, Sunshine by Gareth Gates is a banger from Declan Rathoath. Declan, I have no idea what you're talking about. Of course, I've got 15 copies of it on my hard drive. Please hold. This is Gareth Gates in Summer. Oh, Sunshine.
Oh, that's smooth.
Very old school. Mm. Whoa. Come on, please. That's old school. That's 90s, is it? Yeah. Sure, it's not bad. Yeah. I'm going to go to the chorus. Yeah, you gotta do about it. What you gonna say when I say? Maybe it's just one of those days. What you gonna do today? It sounds like a George Michael B track. I'm not going to say no to that.
I am, though.
Okay, fair enough. Sunshine for your sunny weather out there, looking lovely in a September heat wave. Well, that's what I got for you. Dario G's other bang. I was mentioning Dario G and Sunshine as the ultimate summer song, but of course, Dario G's other banger, Carnival de Paris. Skim on. Take an hour and a half before it gets there, you know. Da-da. There it is, sorry. We need to make a Spotify playlist. That's the only way to do this. Breda has been on. Breda, clearly an old school listener. Breda said, what about JP's favourite? Sunburst.
No!
By Picture House. Guys, we gotta do it.
No. Can we play Gareth Gates instead?
I love this song, and it is a true sunny summer song.
There's a sun. There's a sunburst. Whenever you're near me, there's a sunburst. Trying to break through, and I'll wait. Hopefully near you, hoping you are trying to get.
I'm gonna skim off. Amazing. Elaine's been on in Lusk in Dublin. She said, Ray, you are the worst. That is not the first time I've been told that. Ray, you are the worst. You keep playing bits of songs, and as soon as I start singing along with Girls Aloud, you cut it off to play some other rubbish. You're killing me here. Just play Long Hot Summer. From Elaine, love the show. Hey, Elaine. Au revoir, madame. In the sunny weather, crank it up. It's Girls Aloud. Oh, boy. Someone just suggested DJ Sammy, Boys of Summer.
Oh.
Now we're bringing out the big guns. Girls Aloud, Long Hot Summer. Today FM, playing the music you love. Long Hot Summer in September. Sun beating down, sun splitting the stones. Absolutely ridiculous. Hello there, Ray Foley in the afternoons. Today FM radio, play the music you love. It's Ray here, JP's over
afternoon.
There.
Afternoon.
How you doing? Cash machine calls coming up in the next few minutes with over 30,000 euro on the line for you. We'll do that in a couple of minutes. Stay for that. In the meantime, let's talk poo. And I know what you're thinking. Ray, haven't you spent the last 20... Haven't you made a radio career out of talking poo? I find that offensive, but fair. Fair, but offensive. Is there a newspaper article, Pooseum. Pooseum.
Right, okay, yeah.
It's museum, but it's taking the word poo.
I gotcha.
Pooseum. Bizarre new poo attraction has now opened in the UK, and it even has a vomiting robot. Perfect. Forget Legoland. A new attraction in Manchester turns its visitors into poo by taking them on a journey through the digestive system. Now, this is my wheelhouse. The show Operation Ouch, Food, Poo and You promises to teach kids about the surprising science behind tummy rumbles and bottom grumbles with the help of a vomiting robot called Larry. Larry the vomiting robot.
There you go.
Guests learn about the digestive system from mouth to bum. From mouth to bum. Let me call my poo guy.
Yes, let's do that.
Forget Lapland. Guys, this is where you should be taking the kids. I'm putting them on line two, but it could take an hour and a half because it's an English. Oh, there it is.
It's ringing. Do you call them bottom grumbles?
Bottom grumbles.
Yeah. Hi, good afternoon.
Hello, is that Stephen?
It is indeed.
Hello, Stephen. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. Stephen is Stephen Leach. He's the curator of exhibitions, Science and Industry Museum of Manchester. And we're calling specifically, Stephen, about the Pooseum.
Exactly. Tell what do you want to know?
I want to know about your poo, Stephen. Tell me everything.
Okay. I'll tell you everything.
There's nothing too intimate. There's nothing I don't want to know. You're sharing it with the Irish nation, though, this afternoon. So just be warned, you are live.
That's okay. I have no shame. That's fine.
That's exactly
what we're trying to do in the exhibition. Break all those to-dos.
So tell us about that. I suppose there is a childish sort of fascination with poo, but there is the scientific element of it as well, and that's what you're trying to show to people.
Yeah, exactly. There's a serious side to it too. So it's a world first exhibition. What we think is an unmissable family experience. So Operation Ouch, Food, Poo and You is the title of the exhibition. So it's developed in association and collaboration with the stars of the hit TV show and children's BBC show Operation Ouch. That's the Dr. Yeah. Chris, Dr. Ronks and Dr. Zand. So we've made this really kind of super-sized, super-fun adventure where visitors get to explore the science inside our bodies. So you'll travel as a visitor from the tip of the tongue all the way to the bum through the exhibition and explore and investigate some of the body's kind of funniest functions. So you'll uncover the job of each of those digestive organs from the esophagus to the small intestine, all in the name of science. And it's really just to better understand how our digestive system keeps us alive and healthy and, again, break some of those taboos around poo.
How realistic is the experience? I don't imagine, I've never been eaten, right? But I don't imagine being eaten is a particularly pleasant experience. My kids are only 9 and 11. How traumatised are they going to be by this?
Well, your kids are the perfect age, our kind of target audience for this exhibition. It's really very much a family show.
Okay.
It's a very abstract version of those, so it's all fun. You know, nobody's going to really feel like they're being eaten. But the idea is that you'll get a sense of what happens to food when it's shrunk, swallowed, squeezed and spat out and through this giant digestive system. So we've gone abstract. So nothing too graphic, but all full of kind of silliness and grossness and all the kind of things that kids love from, you know, spit to vomit to poo, all the things that, you know, kids get a kick out of.
It's a typical Wednesday afternoon in my house. I was reading about Larry the vomiting robot. Will you tell us about Larry?
Yeah, so in the exhibition you get to meet Larry the Vomiting Robot. So Larry was created by the health and safety executive in England. And he was basically...
I love this. Sorry to cut across you, Stephen. I love that there's someone working in the health and safety executive in the UK.
Guys, like I've got an idea.
I've got it. We're making a robot that pukes. Perfect. Give that man a pay rise.
it's a woman. Yeah,
it's a lady.
Dr. Catherine. Yeah, she's an expert in basically what bacteria and bugs, and she wanted to know what happens when we all vomit and throw up. So how far do those bugs travel? So she's made all these kind of groundbreaking discoveries about how far it actually goes, much further than we think. So over 3 meters, which is kind of disgusting.
Wow, but we're doing the measurements here. Yeah, that's quite a lot.
Exactly.
If that was a sink there, the bugs would be driving this far over.
It's surprisingly far, which is why in hospitals and things, when people are ill and sick, bugs travel so much further. So it's actually changing the way that we clean up in hospitals, so fewer people get sick. So there's some real serious stuff behind it, but it is also just awesome. You get to meet a robot that vomits.
And it's an olfactory experience as well. It's not just a touch and a sight, but you can smell.
Exactly.
You can smell the delights of the stink chamber.
It's a very sensory exhibition, yeah. So you'll soak up the soul, all the sights, sounds and smells of the gut. So we have our own kind of, if you dare, we have a fart factory, so you can kind of take a sniff and try.
I've been accused of being
smell.
A fart factory, actually, yeah, by my loved ones, it has to be said. I'm industrial strength level, I believe I've stayed.
You can also learn about why your fart smells as well if you come to the exhibition, right?
Oh, okay. And the stink chamber, how do you make the smells in it? I mean...
So we work with kind of perfumers and people like that who try and capture the closest possible representation of those. So they don't get me to stand behind it or whatever every day.
Right, yeah.
Kind of
make some. Well, I'm available, but I won't be there 5 days a week. When are you open? When is this? How long is it running for?
So we're open now, and we're open until the 9th of June 2024, so plenty of time for people to get over to the Science and Industry Museum in Manchester and bring their families and have a great day out.
That'll be part of a lovely visit to Manchester, particularly something different to do or something to plan as part of a longer trip. It's www.scienceandindustrymuseum.org.uk.
Yeah.
Org.uk. Stephen, thanks so much for taking the call. I love talking poo. I do it every afternoon.
Me too. Absolute pleasure.
Cheers, man. All the best. Much love.
Ray Foley.
With Care Plus.
Wow. Miley Cyrus and Used to Be Young. Today FM, playing the music you love.
Miley's 30 years old, Ray. She's 30. She's really getting on.
She used to be young. She used to be younger than 30, I guess.
Younger, yeah.
We've got this giveaway. Two nights for two in the Galmont Hotel.
Galmont.
Hotel in Galway. We've got B&B, a two-night break, breakfast each morning, and dinner on one of the nights at the hotel's award-winning Marina's restaurant. Their website is thegalmont.com. Find out what the Galmont has to offer, including facilities of the Spirit One Spa. It's a perfect spot for to be right in the city centre. Over everything that Galway has to offer, you got shopping, boat tours, music sessions, windsurfing in Barna, and a whole lot more at thegalmont.com. Here's what I want to do today. Did you see the story this your man? You know him now. You'd be into snooker, wouldn't you? Luca.
Bretzel, is it?
Bretzel.
Is it that lad?
Bretzel or Breckel?
One or the other.
Or Breesel. Breckel. The incredible three-week saga of world champion Luca Bretzel. Is that what he said?
Let's go with that.
Luca Bretzel's missing cue is finally over. The 28-year-old is now praying there'll be no repeat as he blah, blah, blah. He's going to China for the Shanghai Masters. He lost his cue. It went AWOL on a flight from Seattle to Frankfurt. He was forced to play with a reserve cue in Nuremberg. He missed out on the chance to go to number one. The airline finally informed him more than a week ago that the snooker cue had been both located and sent to his home in Belgium. So he flew back 400 miles back to Belgium to get the cue because he insisted on having his lucky cue. Like, I know I'm an idiot, but
yes.
Like, yeah, absolutely. A cue is a cue.
Just
get another one that's the same.
Oh, you dumbass.
Just get another cue.
You really are an idiot.
Just get the same one. It's not the same size.
It could almost be identical and it would not be the same. Come on.
So what's your favourite thing of a thing? So I've got a favourite peeling knife. Everyone has a favourite knife.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I've even got a favourite fork. There's only two of them in our left. They've gone missing. I've got a favourite fork. We've got a dozen forks, more.
There are forks that I won't use, yeah.
There's true. A couple of forks. What's your favourite one? What's your favourite thing of a thing and why? We'll put you in to win two nights for two in the Galmont in Galway. What's your favourite thing of a thing? Pick one, go on.
Oh, I have a glass at home that I would only use.
Yeah,
I have many other glasses, but I'll only use one glass.
If I'm having a fizzy painkiller... Right. I'll only have it in one particular glass.
Right.
I've got a favourite thing of a thing for everything. 0874100.
Ray Foley.
What's your favourite thing?
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie. Today
FM. I have four towels, but I only want to use one of the four towels. I have a favourite towel.
0874100102. We'll play Nicki Minaj next.
Fearless.
Air Today FM.
Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding, Miracle, Today FM, playing the music you love. Ray Foley for your Wednesday afternoon. Today FM radio, having a great time. Hello, it's Ray on Shaw JP.
Also on Shaw.
What's your favourite thing? Your favourite thing of a thing. So you can have a favourite thing of a lot of things. Like I've got a favourite fork, I've got a favourite knife for cutting meat. I've got a favourite plate. Your favourite thing of a thing.
I mostly own black socks, but I do have a favourite pair of those black socks.
This is following on from the story of the snooker player who travelled across the world, basically, to go and get his specific favourite snooker cue, rather than just using another snooker cue, because he's the special snooker cue. Lauren says, I have a favourite clothes peg. It lasts through every storm and always keeps my clothes swinging. From Lauren. Mairead Dundalk says, I have a favourite pillowcase. That's fair.
Yep.
I have a favourite pillow. Even though all the pillows are exactly the same, they're all bought at the same time from the same shop. There's one of them that's specific. I have to have that pillow. And I know it from all the other ones. I have a favourite pair of football boots. I cannot play matches or train without them. From Nine and Mead. My favourite thing of a thing is my wonderful wife, Fiona.
No. We're not doing that. No.
From Derek in Westmead. Oh, I loved Fiona so much. Oh, she's the light of my life. Love the show.
Hey.
Derek, you're barred. Aisling in Loud says, my favourite thing of a thing is my husband. I love him so. Aisling, same for you. Actually, are you married? No, son. I was going to say, would it be amazing if Aisling was married to Derek? Anne in Cork says, I have a favourite rake for the garden. The other one just doesn't work. Yeah. Nicola says, I have a favourite ring on the hob. Yes!
But isn't it always the one that's nearest to you?
No, it's the far left one for me. Back left. Solid as a rock. Never let you down.
I'm front left.
Just the right size. You wouldn't use that big one in the middle. Whoever used that big one in the middle?
You've got a big one in the middle. How many rings do you have?
You leave my rings out of this. That's a very personal question. Guys, I have a favourite bowl / plate that I always use. And I would be raging if someone else uses it in the house. If they do, I have to go and wash it before I can use it. From Danielle in County. Well, yeah, because it'd be dirty, wouldn't it, Danielle? And Karen says, I have a favourite place on my mother's kitchen table. At my mother's kitchen table. God help anyone who sits in my place when I'm there. And I'm 40 years of age. From Karen. Garrett's there as well. Please hold.
Everything in its right place, Karen. I agree.
It's ringing. This is Garrett. It's ringing, but
it's
Hello, Gareth.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Ray.
Ray Foley, Today FM Radio. How are you, sir?
Hi, Ray. All good, yeah?
Where in the world are you? Monaghan, is it?
County Monaghan, in a scheme.
And are you making parachutes, it says on your text?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Normal day at the office.
I have to, sorry. Tom gets a royalty every time we stick it on. Hang on. And instead of take a parachute, you need to say make a parachute.
Yep.
Are you ready? Here we go.
I'm ready.
And gentlemen, make a parachute and jump.
Can't stay here forever.
He used to have a great voice, didn't he?
Still does.
Okay. Let me look at your text. Gareth, you said you have a favourite toilet.
I have, yeah. But right. I have to explain.
Go on.
I work in a college.
Right.
And so you have to try and avoid the toilets that the students use.
Yeah.
They are
animals.
Not. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're basically animals. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know how they get as far as us being as disgusting as they are, but they are.
Right. So
it's really.
Are you
important.
Like a lecturer then or something, or what's your role?
Yeah. I'm a lecturer in the college.
Okay. And do you not have your own private loos or corporate loos or something like that? No?
We do have, but they're very far away. So you kind of be looking for good ones closer.
So where are the good ones then? Have you worked it out? Have you got a secret lecturer map of the best jacks in the college?
Yeah, there's one upstairs that, you know, somebody may have taken the gent sign off it, so people just don't know it's a toilet.
It's just a random door.
It's just a random door that nobody tries to push open.
And what do you lecture in, or what's your role in the college?
I'm a lecturer in civil engineering.
Right. And then you're making a parachute. You're just making parachutes on the side then, are you?
With the kids. No, we're making parachutes with the kids. What? We just get a...
If I'm jumping out of a plane, I don't want to know my parachutes with my child.
Are they actual parachutes? Like real parachutes?
No, they're for their toys.
Oh, I see. I thought you were actually a parachute manufacturer of some kind. I was going to get Tom in touch with you and Tom Dunn could have some sort of a SponCon sponsorship deal where he would be a spokesperson for the business. No, so you are a lecturer full-time and you're doing parachutes for the kids. Grand.
That's it, exactly.
I got you.
Yeah.
Come here, I've got a break for two for you and another in the Galmont Hotel at Spa.
Fabulous toilets there.
Toilets. You're not going to have to search around for a great toilet because all the toilets are great.
I'm looking forward to that. I'll take pictures of the toilets and I'll send them to you.
Do please. I'm looking forward to you sharing that. Listen, man, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks a million. And Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey. Good man. Enjoy the break in Galway and enjoy the toilets. The best toilets Galway has to offer, the Galmont Hotel. This is Today FM.
Or perhaps you're sleeping night.
Your All-Irish Track of the Week. This week on Today FM, Jessica Brett and Sleep at Night. Wake up out of that, JP.
Huh?
Jeez, he was gone. It was only two and
Jessica
a,
was saying.
Short song, 2.5 minutes. He was out like a light. Aisling texted. This was Derek who texted in earlier. And Derek was, we were asking, what's your favourite thing of a thing? Mm. And Derek texted in to the radio and he said, my favourite thing is my wife. My favourite wife is my wife.
Fiona, wasn't it?
Yeah. Aisling texted in, she says, Derek said Fiona was his favourite wife. Does that mean that Derek has other wives?
Oh.
From Aisling. Opening an unnecessarily opening a can of worms this afternoon.
Love my, look at me, I love my wife.
Yeah, we all love our wives, Derek. Get over it. Just don't bang on about it all the time, texting into the radio about it. I God, man. Some self-respect, would you? So much we didn't get to do on the show today. We didn't get to do McVitie's Chocolate Digestive System, where we use a series of tiny internal cameras to track the digestion of a chocolate digestive biscuit from mouth to bum. This follows on, of course, from our bum chat earlier on.
Yeah.
We didn't get to do Colin Farrell, where Colin Farrell tells us that he's been hired to narrate a new documentary on the lower digestive tract. It's the colon. Guys, it's a magical kingdom down there.
It is, actually.
Yeah. According to Colin Farrell. And we didn't get to do Pfizer Chiefs, where Kaiser Chiefs tell us they've been signed as ambassadors for pharmaceutical giant Pfizer. They're now performing under the name Pfizer Chiefs. It's all about brand synergy, guys. Yeah. We wish Ricky and the boys well. Have a good evening.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.